St. Vincent and the Grenadines has officially launched a series of activities for the national observance of World Food Day, celebrated globally on October 16, under the theme Hand in Hand, Better Food, Better Future. Activities planned will highlight food security, sustainable land use, and the vital role of youth in agriculture. Speaking at the launch, Deputy Chief Agricultural Officer Colvin King encouraged Vincentians not to lose focus on food security amid the independent season, noting the government's continued efforts to ensure access to nutritious food, especially for the most vulnerable.
In a month dominated by independence celebration and all that comes with it, the Everything We See Expo that everyone is preparing for, and other issues, topical issues that are ongoing, it's easy sometimes to lose sight of the issue related to food security, a vital but very important issue. One of those activities is World Food Day, this year being the 80th iteration, commemorating the formation of the FAO. The average citizen, what does World Food Day mean for the average citizen that's caught up with independence and everything else? On one hand, this celebration is about ensuring that we reduce hunger among the most vulnerable in our population, no matter how small that number is. And we've been working on it.
Chief Agricultural Officer Renato Gums stressed that even with a declining population, feeding the nation remains a challenge. He called for increased productivity, smarter land use, and stronger youth engagement in agriculture to secure the sector's future.
We tend to take things for granted in this country. You know, one of the things we note is that our population seems to be declining. But it's no easier to feed the population. It's getting no easier. And we have to continue to enhance productivity to make sure we produce more food from the same piece of land or even less. One of the things I always highlight anytime I speak is our issue of land use. Everything comes down to use of land. And even you want to rear animal, even though you tell me you're going to put hydroponics, it's going to be on a piece of land. You're not going to put it in the air. So I always highlight the importance of land use. And it's something we always take for granted. The other issue is the importance of the young generation getting into agriculture for sustainability of the agriculture sector and for feeding the population.
Permanent Secretary Cuthbert Knight described World Food Day as a call for unity, urging collaboration among all stakeholders. He highlighted the need for ongoing food system transformation and reaffirmed the country's commitment to achieving zero hunger.
However we view it, and whatever changes we perceive, it has to be a collaborative effort, which is fitting with the team, hand in hand. Colleagues, it means therefore our community, our international partners, our private sector, the government, the farmers, the fishers, the traders, we all, consumers, we all have a very significant role to play. I know that it is challenging to build points of consensus and collaboration, and even to work together. It's a challenge, but we have to be able to find the resolve to ensure that we work together to ensure better foods, as I said, safe, nutritious, and accessible to all of us. And we need to focus on building a better future, a better tomorrow, one that is more peaceful, prosperous, environmentally sustainable for us and generations to come. This is why this global event is so significant.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture, Cuthbert Knight. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.